It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Building the future on the field and in Jack London Square. It's now time to go inside the build for an in-depth look at what it takes to build the most unique and creative ballpark in sports history. This is the build.
Everybody's paying attention to what Dave Cavill and the Oakland A's are doing right now. And let's welcome the president of the Oakland Athletics. Dave, you got to be feeling great. You wake up this morning and another hurdle you have climbed.
Yeah, it feels tremendous. I mean, this is a really tough approval, a super majority to get 23 yes votes. I mean, it exceeded our wildest expectations. And so it was a great day for the A's and for Oakland and for our entire project at the waterfront.
We need to get something from you to represent you, to give you the good mojo on the A's Cast Live set. I know we haven't done a Dave Cavill bobblehead doll yet, but we got to get something for the set from you.
I'll send you guys something. Yeah. Maybe one of the bobbleheads I made for the Golden Baseball League that I started.
Perfect. See, what?
I got a Ricky Henderson bobblehead, and I can give you that.
We've been collecting. Like, Cody just went to the ballpark in Arlington, brought us back Nolan Ryan. So we're starting.
I have the Ricky over here. I'm gonna get it. One sec. Don't go anywhere.
Perfect. We're here.
Beauty of live television now.
Safeco Field.
It's another dandy I got when I was up there. Safeco still, not T-Mobile.
There it is right here.
Oh, I love it.
Ricky Henderson, San Diego Surf Dogs. There it is. He's pretty good. It's similar to the one he has in the Oakland. So
I love it.
I'll send you one of those.
Absolutely love it. Well, so now I think the big question is, where do we go from here? We're hearing about July 5th, City Council. When can we start talking about the vote that truly matters, a binding vote?
Well, hopefully soon. Hopefully we navigate this July 5th situation and they don't actually do this advisory measure. We cannot have no more advisory measures.
No.
We need to have definitive binding votes. We're 5 years in. The time for advisory things is past. It's time to vote on the project. We're very close. And hopefully there's enough political will to schedule the vote before Mayor Schaaf leaves office and to get it in front of the city council and hopefully get a yes.
So what exactly has to happen so that we don't have this advisory deal going on in November or whenever it's going to go?
Well, we need to fend off the July 5th meeting. You know, we've been spending time with the different council members. I don't think they have enough votes to actually put it on the ballot right now. They need 5 affirmative votes as city council members. And we've talked to the city council members and expressed, obviously, through the media, too, that is not a path for success on this project. We do not need more advisory measures. We need an actual binding vote. We're actually quite close. Let's not squander this incredible opportunity.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You want to hear binding. I mean, I was just talking about before you came on, we're all tired of hearing about meetings that lead to...
We're done with that. Like, we just need a final binding vote of the city council. It would be the development agreement and community benefits agreement. It would be the economic deal. It creates vesting rights for the A's and our ability to develop the site. And it's incredibly powerful. It's the fulcrum which this entire project is kind of like, holding on. And so we need to do everything that we can to get that approval as soon as possible.
So if we got everything rolling and the timeline was going the exact way you wanted it, and we get binding votes and we're all in this together and it's going to happen, when do you think we could have a ballpark?
Well, it'll depend on the lawsuits. You know, that's still a wild card because the lawsuits may require some change. Like, they have to be adjudicated within 270 days, but they could throw some type of wrench into the approval. They could require something that we're not expecting or create a longer timeline. So if we don't run into big problems with that, you know, I think we could realistically open by 2027. You know, that's what we would hope for. But, you know, the city would have to really play ball with us. We'd have to get these approvals. We'd have to fend off the lawsuits early next year. And we'd have to really get going on all these different things, which we really want to do, but we can't do unless you have a binding agreement.
You know, I talk about it all the time, whether it's on this show or the A's Clubhouse show, where I'm taking the phone calls from the fans, and I feel like it falls on deaf ears. But I kind of got backed up today by MLB Network, where I talk all the time, like, folks, the NBA left. The NFL left. Like, people should be up in arms. You can't lose Major League Baseball now. And I don't hear that many champions out there. And yet, here on MLB Network today, they're saying the same thing. Like, what is Oakland thinking? And, of course, they don't mention Alameda County. But what are we thinking by losing the NBA and the NFL and potentially losing Major League Baseball? This is nuts. Why does everybody else outside of our market think it's nuts? But here, you just don't have enough people who are just disgusted by even the thought of it.
Well, we need to rally that support, because I think you're right. People look at it in other communities and they say, this is incredible. How could you lose three teams in, you know, 3 or 4 years? And, you know, it's on the cusp of happening. You know, we are the only team that's really fought to stay, you know, over the last 5 years, invested hundreds of millions of dollars and time and effort and all the approvals and hoops we've jumped through. And we're as close as we've ever been. But we need, and I think some of it is fatigue, because it's been going on so long, 25 years, people are just kind of like resigned that it's never going to happen. But it actually could happen, Tony. Like, it could happen. Like, we could get this thing approved between now and the end of the year. Now, it's not set in stone. If we don't have a vote, it's definitely not getting approved. But, you know, we're as close as we ever were. If people could actually just say, hey, this is the moment to lean in, this would be the moment.
How can people influence the city council at this point?
Well, one, if you're an Oakland resident, you have to contact your city council member and stress that we need a real binding vote. And it's an election year, so they really pay attention if they get an email. Like, it kind of matters. So I think we need to do what we can to, you know, put that political pressure. Our union partners have been an incredible ally. You know, we've done a tremendous amount of social media. We've had billboard signs. We've done a lot of things in Oakland. And then keep in mind, we also can actually put pressure on the supervisors at the county level. If you live in Alameda County, there are supervisors that are going to have a stay too, because they have a vote. So people can contribute in a lot of different fashions to making this happen. And I know it's been a really long fight, and it seems like, is it even going to happen? But like, I'm trying to really stress, and you're doing a great job with this too, Tony, we are very close. And the actions we all take at this moment will determine if we stay in Oakland or not.
So if this is like a football game, it's fourth quarter, it's the end of the game, you're in the red zone, how close are you to the goal line punching it into the end zone?
You know, I think we're in the red zone, but we're not actually like first and goal. You know, it's like we're close enough. We could score a touchdown from here, but we're not. We can't just like run it 1 yard in. So we're very close, and it's like somebody asked me the other day, to mix another metaphor with baseball, like, what base are we on in this thing? And it's like, look, we're in scoring position. Runners are in scoring position. So if we just get an RBI hitter up, we're going to make this thing happen. And so it's on the cusp, but by the same token, it could go awry. Like, it's not guaranteed.
Ducks are on the pond, as they like to say.
Yes, I tweeted that out yesterday, right before the vote. Yeah.
So when you have, are you able to talk to city council members individually, and what's their reaction?
We do talk to them. We talk to the mayor. We talk to the staff. I mean, I had several calls with the mayor today. There's negotiations happening every day. And, you know, we have the city negotiating team as well. We have our internal team. Like, there is a tremendous amount of work being done, and we're very close on a development agreement. But I'm more worried about not scheduling the vote in time. I think the process could trip us up here in an election year, and especially if it gets scheduled in the lame duck session, that really scares me, because once the election occurs, if then we take a vote 3 weeks later around Thanksgiving, it'll be like, well, shouldn't we have the new council vote on this?
Oh.
I can already hear it. I'm telling you right now, that is going to happen. So we can't let ourselves fall into that trap. We need a vote in September or October, and that is really the course that I think we need to pursue.
And I have the people who call the postgame show all the time and say to me, well, it was supposed to be all rooted about Oakland. I said, it was, but if you stayed there, they would keep pushing it back and pushing it back and pushing it back, and that's why the organization has to have leverage, and the organization has to have talks with somebody else in Las Vegas. If you just said rooted in Oakland and didn't have leverage, who knows if a vote would ever even happen, right?
Well, we tried that, and we couldn't get a single binding vote. Like, that was attempted, and a lot of time and effort went into that. And I think MLB, as well as us, felt that, like, one, we were running out of time, too. You know, like, remember, like, our current facility is not so great. You know, it's, like, 10 years past its useful life. You know, we got the vote yesterday, and then I went out after I did all my media, and I went outside, and I go through the arena, and boom, guess what I saw? A bunch of feral cats just hanging out. And so, like, the place obviously has a lot of charm. People have a lot of great memories there, but we need a new home. And we have to get this done really immediately.
And then, yep, as you're going to say, there's a parallel project. What's going on with Las Vegas?
Oh, we're making great progress there, too. We're down to a handful of sites in the resort corridor. We have weekly meetings, like 9 to 7 on Tuesdays, going through the design. We're looking at different options for retractable domes that are pretty awesome. And the locations are really iconic. So there is a plan there that can work for the A's or for Major League Baseball. And it has its own momentum and speed to it. And if Oakland can't, on its path, make the progress, you know, at some point we're going to have a place to play, Tony. And so that's just the stark reality of this. And, you know, I know it's hard for our fans to deal with the roller coaster that this is, but we have to bring this to a resolution. It's gone on. This 25 years has been going on.
And there's a lot of people waiting on it because I've been doing some TV with Dave Stewart. So we sit around for 3 hours watching the game, and I've talked to him so much about all the great work that they've done in Nashville. And it's a lot of what you've been doing here in Oakland. And Dave Stewart and his group, they're ready to rock. They're sitting there waiting, and the commissioner's waiting on Oakland and Tampa. And once he can get Oakland and Tampa done, then he can announce Nashville and whatever, because we know they want to expand to 32 teams. So this is Oakland, and this is other places. Everybody's like, let's go, right? Everybody in baseball wants to start making some announcements.
It's a domino effect. And I think it's important for the league to continue to grow. I saw that when I was in Major League Soccer, adding the new franchises in the new markets created a storyline. It was interesting. It created new fans and new brands and excitement. And so that's needed. And that attracts younger people too, to the sport. And so these are all really important strategic objectives at the major league level that I know the commissioner and his staff are advocating. And so, yes, people are waiting. It's time for a decision. The time is now for a vote.
You know, I think that, you know, in business, you know, you want to be able to look yourself in the mirror and say you've done everything you possibly could do. And we talk about this all the time on the show. You look at the other executives from the other franchises that were here, and the work that they may have done, may not have done, led their franchises out of town. I think there is no question that every single night you can look yourself in the mirror knowing you're doing everything you can to try and make this happen in Oakland.
We are pushing as hard as we can. Financially, we're spending millions of dollars a month. We have an incredible team of people stood up to make this happen. You know, I'm working, you know, as every waking hour to try to make this happen. And I know it's frustrating for our fans because it hasn't occurred yet. And it just seems like it's taking forever, but we are actually as close as we've ever been. And if we can actually get this thing scheduled before Libby leaves office, we might have a shot of pulling everything off, which would just be, it would be incredible. I mean, the waterfront vision, the stadium, the ballpark village, Jack London Square, the rooftop park. I mean, this thing is, it's iconic building. Amazing.
Well, no matter what, failure is not an option.
Plan A. You're the ace. We only have plan A.
You're the best, Dave. Congratulations on the vote yesterday, and we're going to be paying close attention to what's coming up because you could say, right, that this is the most important year in the history of the Oakland Athletics.
There's been no more consequential moment, and so it's all kind of on the line right now. And, you know, we got through a critical hurdle yesterday, but we have the next one is the tallest solo climb.
Be well, and we'll talk soon.
Happy 4th.
That's your president, Dave Cavill.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.